Beautiful.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Books and Betches. Not to be confused with Books and
Brit Tatches.
It's Britney, bitch.
Yeah, you could have been like, you could have been an actual song.
I'm Kristen, and with me I have
a fucking idiot.
That's Maria. Erica, and yeah. That's Maria.
Yeah.
This is a book podcast. We swear, we spoil, we talk about sex, and we suck at it. That's quadruple S.
Yeah, I was going to say we're a quadruple S podcast.
This week, we're talking about, what are we doing this week? Britney Spears?
It's Britney Batch.
The Woman in Me.
Britney Spears' book. Oh,
what?
There's so many things I need to talk about this book. Have a conversation. I'll be right back.
Are we keeping the cameras rolling?
Yes, keep everything rolling. I'll be right back.
Okay. This is not planned, by the way. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Well, Erica has glasses now, and I like them a lot.
Yeah, so I took, my eyesight was, like, not doing well at night, and I realized that my driving was, like, not great at night.
Oh.
Well, not my driving, but, like, my vision while
driving. You
just
didn't feel comfortable. Yeah.
And I was like, this is not as good as it used to be. So right. Then I was like, all right, let's pull the Band-Aid off and see what's
yeah,
what.
I'm at that point where I don't know if I'm going to be able. Oh! I can't believe this is happening. For those of you who cannot see us, Kristen brought aluminum foil hats.
Tin foil hats. We had to put the tin foil hats on for this episode. If you're not watching.
I don't know if I wanted a tin foil hat.
If you're not watching, go to YouTube.
Kristen was making them for me and her. I don't know about
Maria. I don't think I was part of this conversation.
You could take it off if you don't believe.
I don't think I believe.
Again, if you're not watching, go to YouTube, type in Books and Betches. You'll see these hats that I worked really hard on. Not really
talk
about.
They look like penises on our head.
Yeah, it's great. So the reason I brought out the tinfoil hats is because I
this is great
am
for an
audience. Fully,
there's a lot of theory.
I'm
Britney.
Fully invested in the Britney He's Spears is dead head. Theory.
Zena? I, every single time I want to like fully commit to it, I see a video that's like, you're a fucking idiot if you think this. And then I see another video being like, how do you think that she's not dead? And I just like ping pong back and forth between thinking like, there's no way that she's not dead and being like, wow, I was a fucking idiot for thinking she is dead.
Okay. I mean, she has to be
like,
dead.
I ping pong back every day.
And maybe not dead, but she's somewhere that's not in the public eye.
Do you think there are celebrities that fake their own death?
Yeah.
This
like
is
Tupac?
Not the episode for me.
Tupac's dead. Let it go.
Okay.
Tupac's dead. Let
what,
it go.
Elvis? You think Elvis died?
Elvis is, would be so old right now, so he's dead
no
matter what.
But I'm saying like,
do you
when
think
he
faked
died?
His
yes,
death?
I know. I think he died. I think, maybe not. Fake
Marilyn?
Dead.
Marilyn was killed.
Britney?
That's different.
Yeah, Marilyn
Britney
was killed.
Might be dead. But this is the opposite of faking your own death, isn't it? Because
so, okay,
this is being dead and
let's
nobody
let's talk a little
knowing.
Bit about the, how this relates to the book. So basically, the book was not, the person who Ghost wrote this book.
Correct.
Did not meet with Britney Spears.
Correct.
Who
says
write
this
book? The ghostwriter.
The TikTok girl that I saw.
No, the ghostwriter.
The ghostwriter said this.
He said he didn't meet with Britney to write the book.
Okay. I saw a TikTok about it, so I don't know.
This is where the problem lies.
Yeah, that is where the problem lies. You get TikTokers being like, this is the truth. This is the truth. And it's like, is
okay,
it the
but
truth?
And I'm
fair,
like, cite your sources where it's
to
bibliography.
To be fair, people have shown her videos. Like, you could tell there are spots where definitely green screened. You could see reflections in windows
yes.
of people. Like, it. A lot of her videos on Instagram, which I think is where all of these theories stem from, is her weird-ass Instagram, seem like something weird is happening. And maybe
her videos
that's just
are
who she
weird.
Is. Very like, weird. Like, I'm actually kind of worried about her.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Corinne. We host the podcast Pop Fiction Women, and our tagline is, we're complicated. What does that mean exactly?
To us, it just means real, three-dimensional human beings with contradictions and conflict who also happen to be women.
On this podcast, we engage in the simple but subversive act of taking women seriously. Whether it's a discussion of a classic rom-com or current hit movies written and directed by women, like Barbie or Saltburn, you can be sure we'll bring our own dynamic spin.
And we recap some of the buzziest TV shows like Succession, White Lotus, and Yellow Jackets.
We also discuss book-to-TV adaptations like Daisy Jones, Tell Me Lies, Expats, Fleischman, and The Last Thing He Told Me.
We give you a seat at the table with your favorite New York Times bestselling authors in our Complicated Conversation series, and we introduce you to the next rising star in our debut discussions.
In both interview formats, we always ask the most important question of all, what's your sign?
Subscribe or follow Pop Fiction Women wherever you get podcasts.
The book, okay, let's get into the book. We could take our tinfoil.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
I just needed that to say that I think she's dead.
Okay.
And I say that, like, not seriously at all because, like I said, I watched some TikToks and now I believe.
No, again, it's like you want to believe it because you see, like, evidence of, like, some weird situation. Like, her, the big one is her videos that are really weird on TikTok or on Instagram. Like, it looks like AI, like, her face is not actually on the thing.
There's a lot of weird
Like a lot of like weird things that are going on in her videos that make you believe that like she's not actually the person. The conservatorship, all of it, like when you add it all up, you're like, there is something not right here.
Yeah.
And even when you think about the actual even reading this book, right, like reading about her side of the conservatorship, it's also like to me when I read this, I like didn't add up. You know what I mean? I was just kind of like, yeah, but like you, like, do you know how hard it is to get a conservatorship put on you?
Really?
I don't know. I mean, you're literally like taking your people's rights away.
Right.
It's like hard to take, like, even like my grandma has dementia right now and it's so fucking hard
to
take somebody's rights away.
You're comparing normal citizens with somebody who has a lot of power and a lot of like money.
But she has more power than her dad did.
Yeah. But I mean, at that time he was already using most of her money, and I feel like it comes down to like money talks, and that's like taking advantage of somebody who has a mental problem, and she wasn't at the capacity, I don't think, to fight for herself at that time.
No, but that's that's why the conservatorship was put into place.
Exactly.
But like it's not easy to take somebody's rights away.
Right.
So but like what was happening behind the scenes without our knowledge had to be worse than what we even know.
That's the thing. I think that,
which I feel like what the book misses.
I think that, like, well,
why
it's her side. Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. There's three parts of every story.
I was just gonna say
your
this.
Side, their side, and the truth.
I was going to say this, and I don't want to stick up for Britney's family because I think they're disgusting monsters.
Oh, absolutely. Britney's a victim.
Yeah, 1,000%.
1,000,000%.
And I want to put that on the line right here. But I do agree that I think there is more to the story than any of us are ever going to actually know. And we can't take it from Britney's mom and her book, and we can't take it from Britney's book because those are two different, you know, stories.
Perspectives.
Two perspectives. But I do think that, like, her family completely fucked her over. And it's so sad that this was the life that she ended up
having. It's so
sad. It's very, very sad.
This little piece that I heard one time, this will ring true to you. And, like, it changed how I look at how people view me sometimes. And, like, and when I was reading this book, I was thinking it the whole time. Is you will always be the villain in somebody else's story.
Oh, absolutely.
Every single time.
Absolutely.
Because, and like the way that she talked about Justin Timberlake, and like, she's like, you know, he was such a fucking asshole and this, that, and the other thing. It's like, he was a 22-year-old kid.
Yeah,
like,
but that's not an excuse.
I was a fucking asshole at 22.
Yeah, I don't think we should hold it to him today.
Yeah, he's what, 40-something, 45 with kids?
Like, yeah.
Are we really like discussing, are we really like chopping this guy down? Like, I don't know. I feel like the book was like a lot of like whining a little bit about it and not so much like tea, if that makes sense. Like, it was like very like,
I think the biggest tea part that I saw,
like, there was nothing
the...
about it that I was like, oh my god, I can't believe she said that. Like,
well, I think people were shocked by the abortion part of it.
Yeah, that was really
that
sad.
Was the biggest tea me. That I saw.
So the book is obviously, we're supposed to believe that it's written by Brittany. It's not.
It's not.
It's written by a ghostwriter. It's very well written, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think the
Michelle Williams narrated it.
Great audio.
Oh my God.
Great
Michelle audiobook. Williams killed it.
So it opens with her being a kid. It literally does go through her entire life story.
Very sad childhood. Very sad.
I actually like, I did tear up. I mean, I listened to this book in 3 hours. It's a 3 hour long book.
She is a victim.
Yeah.
Like it is like, I'm not saying that, but it was very like, woe is me victim.
I learned a lot though about like her family, and she talks about like her grandparents that, and then her father was abused. And I think that also has a lot.
He's a piece of shit. Jamie Spears is a piece of shit.
But she was talking about how he played basketball. He was really good at basketball. Right. And his father would have him out there after practice, like shooting hoops all night long. And like, I know people that like have that, dealt with that with their parents. And it's like really fucking hard. And it's like, is that parent just living vicariously through their child and being like, you need to be a fucking superstar, but because I like, wasn't.
So that's generational trauma. And like, as much as I feel bad for Brittany and I feel like I feel for her, everyone has shit that you take on from each generation. And it's like,
yeah, but we weren't forced into a
but not all of us have fucking unlimited amounts of money. So
well, they didn't either. Like,
well,
think
no,
about
like
it.
Now. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I have generational trauma. I don't have fucking $100 million in my bank account.
Right. But I'm saying when she was a kid, she liked performing. So she went to the Mickey Mouse Club, enjoyed it. And then also had this side of her that was like, I still want to be a teenager. I still want to like smoke pot with my friends and like hang out. And I thought that was an interesting like dynamic where it was like, do I want to go into the light or do I not? And then all of a sudden, you know, makes money for the first time. And it's like, you don't have a fucking choice anymore.
Yeah. She was every single like teenage guy's wet dream for 10 years.
Yeah.
For 10 years. I remember my cousins had her fucking dirty posters up on.
I had a poster of Britney Spears on my wall.
I had everything.
I'm a slave for you. Britney Spears was like.
Yeah.
Slay For You was one of my favorite videos of all time.
I think every man in America jerked off to her.
And every girl wanted to fucking be her.
Yeah. And every girl wanted to be her.
Not every girl, obviously. But I just feel like, yeah, so she dealt with all of this stuff. And then we get into her story as she's getting older. She starts dating Justin, when she's like, they're like 19, 20. Mm-hmm. And they live together, which I didn't know. Like, there's some stuff in here that I had no idea.
Because why would we?
And then,
none of our business at the time.
What you were talking about was she found out that they were pregnant and she went to Justin and Justin.
She wanted to keep it. He didn't.
Yeah. But
obviously.
No, but the thing that I think was the most traumatic was that he didn't want to go to any doctors. He wanted to take care of it themselves, be in this bathroom.
Or so she says.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, we don't know.
We don't know the other side
of
the story.
How does this guy know all this?
She talked to him.
Apparently. I thought she didn't.
I think it was like through somebody else, or she like wrote notes about it.
Like, it's so bizarre.
I find that weird. I find it weird that a ghostwriter would write a book without speaking to the person they're talking
about. I do too, but that's,
unless it was under the conservatorship.
Yeah.
But even then, why? Because then it makes them all look like a bad. I don't know. It's weird. These conspiracies are weird now.
Yeah.
Maybe I will put the hat back on.
Oh, tinfoil hats. Come on.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting hearing about her childhood and how all of these actors that we know now, all of these performers and singers and actors, we're all together in this like
bubble. Yes, the Mickey
Natalie
Mouse Club.
Portman.
Yes.
Oh yeah, a lot.
Ryan
of them,
Gosling, yep. Justin Tim, Christina. Like, they all grew up together. And I remember when we were young, the whole Christina versus Britney thing, and they both.
That was the craziest rivalry.
Yeah, but it came out of us, not them.
Yeah,
really. It was like they loved each other, really, from what I think, right, from my perspective here. And just hearing like, oh yeah, when Natalie Portman was with me in this, and I'm like, Natalie Portman, how is she in this story?
Yeah.
I just thought it was very wild. And I wonder if that continues today.
Yeah. I knew this. I watched so many fucking Behind the Musics when I was like younger, like on VH1.
Yeah.
I knew a lot. A lot of what was discussed, I already knew. Like those types of things, because I had already watched it on like a documentary.
I didn't know she was interested in Broadway, and she gave up. I wonder what would have happened. She questions that too. Like, if she took that Broadway opportunity that came her way instead of going into singing.
I don't think she has a good enough voice for that.
Oh, no.
I don't think it was Broadway. I think.
No, there was a play that she was cast for. I forget what play it was.
I thought it was crazy that she was about to be cast in.
The other movie?
In Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. But then
that's another thing, is like, there is a lot of talk about how a lot of her music is like other people sing on her tracks.
Yeah.
To help like support her. Same with J-Lo. Like, there's a lot of artists, like Ashanti sings on like almost all of J-Lo's tracks. And like,
what was that?
But basically, like, there's, I mean, she doesn't talk about that.
She
like,
did, though. She mentioned, she was like, my voice was, I realized a lower register or whatever was more.
Yeah.
Like, she mentioned it in passing.
Mm. Yeah. I think, like, leading up, so the book really builds to when things start to get really bad.
Yeah.
And I thought it was
2007.
Yeah. Do you guys remember where you were? I can tell you exactly where I was when she shaved her head. I can tell you exactly where I was.
Cannot.
I was at Alan's house, sitting on his couch. His mom was right here. All of our friends were there. We were playing some game. And she was like, guys, look. And it was on the news, like live.
Yeah, it was.
And we all
wild.
Watched her shave her head. And I just remember being like, this is crazy. Oh, my insane. God. What is happening? And like, but that. I didn't care. Like, I didn't like care about Britney at that point in my life. You know, you moved on. You're older. And I was just like, oh, damn, that's really fucking sad. I remember, like, feeling really sad about it. And nobody else, like, the people that were filming her,
I remember watching it and being like, yeah, that makes sense.
Really?
Like, I just, like, of course the pressure's too much. Like, of course, like, you're the number one. But, again, this book
did
not.
But it wasn't really the pressure. It was Kevin Federline not letting him notice your kids.
Well, no, but it was, like, it was an accumulation of years and years of being in the limelight and, like, mental illness.
I've always thought this. I don't like paparazzi in the slightest.
Well, so what wasn't discussed in this book that, like, I've seen in other Britney documentaries and other, like, behind the musics and, like, stuff like that. Britney and the paparazzi had a kind of like Paris Hilton talks about this, too, like, you want to kind of be in the headlines. So you have like a relationship.
They all have
with
a
paparazzi.
Yeah.
It's a give and take.
But it's the ones that are respectful.
Yeah, exactly.
But there the are ones some that are wild are the ones I have a problem with.
Yes, yeah. but you feed the beast. You know what I mean? It's the give and take.
I don't know. I think that was a different beast.
I think
beast.
There's a line. Yeah. She
but
was
there are
literally
some celebs that don't have this problem.
But if I'm sobbing in a car and like my life is falling apart around me and somebody's trying to fucking like ask me questions and take pictures
of
it. I'm going to have an issue.
They took advantage of her letting them in.
I don't
know
that she was one of the people though that let them in, because from the beginning, like, I didn't get that vibe at all.
I feel like
it's just what I've seen in documentaries.
I feel like all celebrities have to have that like you're saying a line,
like level headedness too,
of level with the paparazzi, because I know that's part
I
of the
it
job.
I think it has to be a non. It's like a it has to be a hard line. It has
but
to be
you
a
can't,
hard
but
boundary.
But then you're disrespectful, and then you're considered a bitch for being out there
doesn't
and being
matter.
Like,
you have to do
I
it.
Think it matters.
I don't think you can set a line. They don't care. Dude.
They do.
No, the paparazzi do not give a
no. No, they don't. But. Like there are some celebrities you never see pictures of. There are some celebrities that
Instagram's
yeah,
a thing. Exactly.
Yeah,
now
there are some celebrities
that
do not have.
Back
any.
Then though, it was like, I mean, you would find like the picture of Justin Bieber, like literally minding his own business, naked in a pool, has no idea that paparazzi is around him, and they're snapping pictures of him. Like that's so disrespectful and weird.
I would love to hear more about him.
Oh.
No, not that.
I thought
pictures.
That was going a different way.
No. I meant a documentary about him, because he, to me, him and Britney are like
close.
On that same warpath.
Yeah.
Of like.
But he was able to, because I think he had a better family. I think he had.
He had a stronger family. The stuff with Jamie Lynn is crazy though.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It all of that, and like after this book was released, Britney, I think at one point it might have been in her like Instagram or somewhere. I don't. Maybe she said in an interview, but she basically was like, "I always love my sister. I love like her kids and her family, but like you know, it's hard for me to like you know understand like how she still has a relationship with our parents and blah blah blah." Like
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like it's a very like complicated thing, and she's like, "I hope that eventually we can repair it." But then like you see posts. Like I don't know if you like followed any of like the posts and stuff, but like
nope.
Britney was like tearing her like going into her, tearing into it.
Well,
and,
I think
like,
it's because Jamie wrote
and
that
Jamie
book.
And Jamie yeah and Jamie Lynn like wrote her side of everything and like there's two sides of everything, and it's just it's like very complicated. And
I think also at the time too, Britney was coming out
dynamics.
Of her conservative. She was able to speak again, like she was able to actually.
I can't tell if I hate or love or not love hate or. Feel nothing about Kevin Federline.
Oh, I don't care about
I
him at all.
I never cared about him.
No, but I'm saying like he like taking the kids away.
I don't
and,
know
like,
why he did that. Like
that's what I mean. Like there's so much of this story that like
we're never gonna
feels
get.
So incomplete.
Yeah,
that it's so hard to have a like opinion about it.
It's hard to trust somebody who has been through what they've been through. And that sucks because she is a victim. And obviously you always want to like just believe a victim. Yeah. And like, and I totally agree with that. But you have to take everything with a grain of salt, because when somebody's not in the right mental state, they could be interpreting things a lot different than what reality is.
Yep.
So it's hard to trust a source like
especially
that.
Especially if they were medicating
her. And it's even harder. There's an extra layer because she didn't write this book. So you're sitting here and you're like, do I believe a story that somebody else's story, which might not make sense, was told to this person who told this person? So it's
like, it's a game of telephone.
You have to take it with a grain of salt. But overall, I think it was like a good read, and it reads
it was really interesting, fast. Yeah.
I
think I would recommend listening to
it. Michelle Williams did such a great job as an actress. Like, she really brought life to all the different characters, quote unquote.
So if Britney is dead, my biggest thing is the wedding.
What about it?
Is like, how did they have that many people, celebs, like taking pictures, like her most recent
I don't know
wedding.
That I saw the wedding stuff. Yeah. Was there footage and everything?
Yeah, I mean,
oh, then
like,
she has to be alive. She just solved the case.
Yeah, but.
When was this?
She could have died after it, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
Her husband's sus, though, or ex-husband, whatever.
They're not together. I'm the kind of person who, I don't really follow celebrities like that.
Yeah, I don't either. The only reason I have is because like a TikTok like will pop up. I deleted my TikTok, by the way.
Thank God.
But a TikTok will pop up and it'll just be like Britney Spears, and then they'll show all these videos, and you know, conspiracy theories are fucking exciting, right?
Yeah.
It gets all of us thinking. Even if they're the dumbest ones, you kind of want to believe just because it's different, and it's like exciting to think that there's people hiding things.
It's as people who work in TV, it's manipulation.
Oh, 1,000%.
Imagery, the certain track for the certain imagery, it all plays a role in how you perceive it and how you intake this information. And that's why I can't take these TikTokers, because like you're giving your perception and I don't know if it's unbiased or not.
You know what I think about? I don't know if you did this as like when you're in your college degree, but we always did a project in this one class every single time, and it was basically you take one genre and you make a movie trailer and you make it into another genre. So
that was my hobby, you
take The Office, which is obviously funny, and you make it into a horror. How do you do that? With specific music? Edits and music.
I use the same footage,
the same dialogue, the same everything. But you can manipulate.
Lose the laugh track.
You can literally
It'll change everything.
Manipulate things into a completely different genre based off of literally just edits and music.
Yep. In high school, I saw it for Pride and Prejudice. I'll show you afterwards.
Do you think that's not happening to you when you're watching videos on TikTok?
It's going
to
get worse fucking with AI. People are using voices of different people.
Think about the North. Were you on North Sea TikTok at all with like the yo?
Yes, of course.
That made it so much more terrifying because of the music.
Yeah.
The crazy ocean is like one thing, but like.
The ocean's terrifying.
A creepy pirate jingle does not make it any better.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, that super deep song?
Yeah,
it's creepy as fuck.
So
I used to see it when I used to have TikTok. It was when the waves are super, super high. Those boats in the deep sea.
Exactly.
Terrifying.
One thing I have noted here is she mentioned that her drug of choice was Adderall.
Yeah, I thought of you.
I
did.
The first thing I thought of, I was like, well, that's a lie. Because you take Adderall, I don't know, for like 2 weeks and it levels you out. Like
if you have ADD.
But it's like one of those drugs where like you build up a tolerance.
No matter who you are. Yeah.
So you're not just
like.
You don't
think she was getting more?
You can only max out so high.
Yeah.
And you can only take so many before your fucking heart stops.
But also, do you think this was like all the time? Or do you think like occasionally she would take Adderall to try to like get her through a performance or something?
No, she was saying her like party drug was Adderall.
Yeah, but she also said she didn't party much. Because she didn't feel like the only time she would really party, that was the whole book was like, I was a good kid. Like, I was a good person. I stayed in line. I did all these things.
I don't believe that your party drug was Adderall. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. It's possible.
Maybe
I know
they
people
told
that
her it was Adderall and it wasn't.
I just don't believe that that's where you stop.
You think she's doing.
There's no way that she wasn't snorting coke. There's no fucking way.
I don't know, Erica. There's not even a
doubt in my mind. And that's
But that's
kind
the thing.
Where
we never saw like her partying. Like the only time we did was with Paris Hilton.
Yeah, she had pictures with Paris
and she
Lindsay
talks about
and all of those.
That was like two times basically when she talked about it in the book.
There were those instances too. But like
they weren't that crazy.
I don't know how much I believe because she's trying to set. A different, like we talk about manipulation, she's trying to set a different narrative. She's trying to to say like I wasn't this way that you guys think I was.
Right, right.
So like there's no benefit in her telling the truth because that just adds to that narrative.
Mm.
Again, there's three sides to every story and her side is not it just necessarily
sucks.
The truth.
It sucks because the other side is, you know, like these people that definitely took advantage of her. And it's yeah. like, it, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like both sides, it all just kind of sucks.
I just think, I don't think we have one modicum of truth in this story.
I agree with that. It's kind of like another book that we're going to talk about in this batch of episodes.
None of this is true.
None of this is true.
Just, yeah.
They kind of coincide.
It's exactly how I feel, where it's just like everything you think you know is only relative to other things that are also untrue.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know.
Huh.
I don't know, man.
There's not much else to say about this book. I mean, it's a book about her life. It's a biography if you want to pick it up.
It's a book about her life coming out after the conservatorship.
And the whole thing is really leading up to, like, the last couple chapters are her breaking out of the conservative and, like, finding a judge that finally believes
in
her.
I was full on free Britney, by the way.
Oh, yeah, same.
I was full free Britney.
I think everybody was.
I don't think she should have had a conservatorship.
No, I agree with that.
I don't think that those are right. Like, I could understand, like, a restriction on spending, but all the other stipulations, I don't know.
This dude's getting paid so much. How do you not put that together, that her father is getting all of this money, controlling everything, and he's, like, the worst fucking dude?
It's insane.
I don't think
somebody who has a benefit in controlling your life
exactly
should... If we're going to still have conservatorships, exactly. that person should not be at the helm of
it
your
It has to be someone super
unbiased.
It should
be so unrelated to you in some way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
What is interesting... So, like, let's say conservatorships are gone. The other part of that conservatorship was her posting on social media.
She couldn't have a phone.
That was the other piece of that.
They wouldn't even let her have a phone at
No, times. I know. But that was, like, the other piece of it was, like, being erratic, damaging her name, blah, 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 whatever. And this is interesting because it goes back into like some TikTok stars we saw spiral this past year doing like posting like crazy manic videos. What's her face? You'll know exactly what I'm talking about, but it doesn't matter. She went on a full like spiral manic episode and she posted like all these crazy like
Gabby like, Hanna.
Yes. Gabby Ooh. Hanna.
Oh, Gabby. Hanna. Yeah.
And she posted like super anti-Semitic stuff. And,
yeah.
Like,
she went. Yeah. She went down
she
a spiral.
Went, like off. And everyone.
She's gone
the,
now, though.
Everyone in the comments were like, "How has TikTok not stepped in and fucking paused her account?
Because they feed on it.
Yeah, they're making money.
But I'm saying, like, at what point does social media accounts need to step in and be like, this person's having a mental episode. We need to like,
yeah, but then
off.
That
but
opens
then it's
a regulating. Can of worms. Yeah.
Onto regulation. But,
and also how do you determine somebody's having a mental breakdown or they're just,
well, and
you
know, why is a company or corporation in charge of that?
Exactly.
Should you be allowed to post 400 like things in a, intense
freedom.
Yeah.
It's freedom of speech.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Unfortunately, that's just how it is.
I don't know. I think there could be some restriction there.
Maybe. I think TikTok should go away.
But then it's a whole like monitoring and like finger. I don't know. I just think there's you're opening a can of worms.
There's too many avenues where this could go wrong.
Yeah. I think the people in her life.
Slippery slope.
I think the people in her life needed to step in and do something about that because it's not TikTok's responsibility. It's like your parents at that point or a friend.
Or someone you trust.
Yeah. Literally anybody
in your life.
I'm just saying that's the discussion that stuff.
Like if
like
I saw
opens.
You doing that, Erica, I would be driving to your house tomorrow and doing everything in my power to help you.
1,000%.
And if it didn't work, I would still do what I can to help you.
Yeah.
Like I would
we've
die
seen
trying
actually,
to help
we've
you.
Actually seen a couple of these on a smaller scale. Like there was a couple of like authors that did it and like that were clearly having delusional episodes that were like
it's fucking sad.
It's so sad and it's crazy to like just watch it
you gotta fucking unfold. check on your friends, be there for your people. Like we all need a support group and I think that this book really shows that you have to trust the people that are around you and like and not trust the people that are gonna take advantage of you. Mm-hmm. Like you have to like figure out like family isn't always your
so
best
hard.
Option. It's sad as fuck.
It's so hard.
It's so sad.
It makes me so sad for Britney.
You got to surround
she
yourself with good people.
Better.
I know. It's sad. And I mean, she couldn't. She was a kid. Like, she was completely taken advantage of as a kid. And that sucks. And I wish that she could have lived a better life. And that's kinda,
I hope she's living one now.
I hope so, too. I hope she's alive.
I don't know if she's alive.
I really hope she is.
I'm
50-50. Like I don't like this idea.
How do you, what do you guys think? Like,
yeah, let us know. Send us messages on Instagram.
Yeah. Do we think she's alive? Do we think that she's hospitalized? Do we think that she's somewhere? Do we think she's still under a conservatorship that we don't know about? Like
different kind.
What's going on with Britney? That's what we want to know.
I think she still does have the conservatorship. I think it's under a different person's.
Isn't her husband now?
No. I hope not.
Her husband, they're divorcing.
Are they
divorced? Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
I don't know.
Another question. Do you care?
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I care about her as a person, as a human, like another human being.
Yeah, like.
But I'm not gonna sit here and look up like, what did Britney do today? Is she wearing? And she why is that knife video so weird?
Like, pops up on my Instagram all the time. And actually, right before we came down here, she was on my Instagram naked.
Did she? I thought she deleted it.
No, she just literally like 30 minutes ago. She was. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Erica dropped her phone. This picture literally just popped up. She's naked on a beach. And
but she wanted that. She said she was so, you know,
but like
she deleted it.
And then she'll
Instagram.
Just post random ass shit that don't make any sense at all.
That's okay.
Wow, she
people post a lot of random what do you mean?
Oh, account is private.
What? Britney?
Yeah.
Well, I follow her.
I don't follow her on Books and Bitches, that's why.
All right. Well, that's what was the name of the book?
The Woman in Me.
That's The Woman in Me by allegedly Britney Spears by some ghostwriter. Very quick. If you put it on 1.8 speed, you'll read it or you'll listen to it in 3 hours. Definitely listen to this book. Michelle Williams is amazing. Like
she
we said,
did a great job.
You do hear Britney at the beginning of the book say a
for
little
the introduction.
Something. But yeah, that's all. Is that it? Do you guys have anything else you want to add?
No. Have you seen this ice dome that somebody's been
love
building?
The ice dome.
What
all the comments are so positive too. All right. Thank you so much.
For now.
Follow us on Books and Betches on Instagram, books_n_betches,
BETCHES. Garrett gave us his pillows for Christmas.
Oh yeah. Look, now you'll know. I don't even have to spell it anymore. Betch.
Betch.
Betch. If you're not watching, definitely go watch this one. We had our
on the YouTube.
Hat. On YouTube, just look up Books and Betches. And we love you all so much. Thanks. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Oh my God. Bye.